last time we played Patriots, you know, they played a lot of cover two. And sometime they came down with the safety. So maybe, but, you know, we a good running team, so I really don't know what they're going to do.
Coach McCoy said that you guys adjusted, you implemented that play that you guys did overtime at halftime, kind of drew it up. Can you take us through that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, we went in at halftime. We saw some things that we was doing in the game just from running the ball and how the safety was coming down. And we drew it up and said we might come to this play at the end of the game or during the game if we need it. And how he drew it, that's exactly how it happened.
So when you say he drew it up, did he literally draw it up? Did he just talk about it?
We talked about it before we even ran in overtime. We came to the sideline and talked about it. And he actually had drew it up in halftime on the board.
Okay.
And drew the safeties and the corners in that spot.
Right.
Is it easy to say take the turnovers out against New England this time and you guys can have better offensive success? But you ran for 254 yards, or is there something else you think you have to do offensively to have better success this time against them?
I just feel like we're going to have to just put points on the board. Because, you know, they're a scoring team. They probably average 30-plus points a game. And I feel like we're going to have to put a lot of points on the board.
That hasn't been what you've done, though, this season. You haven't been like a match another offense team. You look forward to trying something like that where you're opening it up and trying to go point for point with somebody?
Nah, hopefully we can stop them. I mean, what that matching up points thing.
But obviously a lot more confident in the passing game now since you coming off the game where you had the most success of the year.
Yeah, I think so. You know, came out and capitalizing on a lot of good plays, and Tim was throwing the ball great, and it was getting open for him.
Yeah, back to that play that we talked about, that you originally talked about, you know, seemed like Eddie went in motion and you ran every single time. You came out of that formation and you ran that motion and you ran every single time that game out of that exact same position. And then you come out there, they drop everybody down and bam, wide open. But again, you guys did talk about that on the sideline, and was that something that you said, hey, listen, I got a chance to beat my guy if we can run a pass play here?
I think they actually saw it up top, and you know, they was doing it, like you said, they was doing the whole game, coming down with the safety when Eddie come in motion. And I think he was pressing this time. Sometimes he was off, but this time he's pressed a little bit, and in the middle of the field is wide open.
You smile when you talk about it. What's this week been like for you?
This week? You know. Oh, man. I don't know.
Has it been crazy? You've been hearing from a lot of people? Or?
You know, I have a little, but, you know, I ain't been taking that big because, you know, it's just one game in the playoffs. He's just trying to go deeper and deeper.
You get a lot from your teammates from all over the
world. All the time. All of them. You know, make a big play and everybody on you.
Were you really on Mike and Jim Rome like Hagan was giving you up a minute ago?
No, I wasn't on that. That was Andy.
Okay.
It wasn't you? Did you get your eyes open when you saw the game? It was like all of a sudden
my eyes did open when I saw the game.
Really? So it was like the board. It was like the drawing on the board. Nice.
Mary said there was a story in New York today about, you know, everything that you've been through in your personal life. How difficult has it been to talk about it, but how satisfying has it been to be able to achieve what you've achieved?
Well, it's not difficult as it used to be, because I don't talk about it so much just growing up. And it was difficult, but I feel like I'm comfortable now, and my mother, they fine with it, my grandmother fine, so it don't bother me no more.
Has it been very satisfying just with all the injuries to have this kind of a moment and a year in the future?
Yeah, it's very satisfying. Yeah. You know, I had three major injuries, and I've been in the league just 2 years. And coming off a game like this is high hopes.
Was there ever a time when you said, this just isn't meant to be?
Oh, yeah. I thought I broke my pinky. After I had to get surgery and sit out for 6 weeks, I was like, football not my be for me.
You said after, I think on Monday, that you hadn't talked to your family about it. You had a chance since then to...
talked to my grandmother last night.
What was that like for you? It must have been, you know, a big moment for you.
Yeah, it's a big moment. You know, I get to talk to them before every game, so used to it. And they'd be excited all the time.
What did she tell you? I mean, she saw it, obviously.
Yeah, she was like, me and the girls been watching you on TV, so excited. Just be funny because how they be talking. Because I get to watch it.
has playing in an option offense in college, where the quarterback runs around and you got to get open and there's time back there, has that helped you play in this offense in the NFL?
I think so. You know, we run the ball a lot in college, running now a lot. I don't think we did a lot of scramble drills in college. It was either throw it away or just throw it. And, I think it's helped me, yeah, just to being patient and waiting.
Do you think maybe that's why you were drafted instead of maybe another high-profile guy that you're compared to quite often?
I really don't know.
Josh, how much are you looking forward to Saturday and facing this Patriots defense?
So what I'm looking forward to?
How much you look forward to Saturday and what's it going to take against this Patriots defense?
You know, I think I'm looking forward to, you know, we don't play them once, they beat us. And I'm just looking forward to get another chance to go play them at their house. And
does the first meeting matter?
No, that's all. It don't really matter no more. It's about now. Hopefully we go out and do a better job than we did last game.
A few more for Demaryius?
Yo, yeah.
Good
I just think he's more comfortable with us now since he's been playing with us a while. And he just throwing the ball on time and getting a chance to make plays. And I feel like every ball I had caught in the game was on point. It was in my stride. So I feel like he's just getting more comfortable and not worrying about who's in what spot and where people supposed to be.
What's it been like playing for Coach Fox this year? And how much of a difference is this year or last year just in terms of the approach, the attitude?
You know, Coach Fox is a great coach. And it's amazing because, you know, he's a player's coach and he's excited at all time and always talking about work and just have fun and go out and have fun and you don't have to worry about nothing. Just do your job. And I think, I don't know, I can't say much difference from last year because I really didn't play much because I was hurt. But it's fun playing. So. It's a fun playing. As long as you know your job is, just go out and have fun.
You're going to go up and last one, guys. Talk to the guy, shake the guy's hand who drafted you on Saturday night?
I'll speak to him and shake his hand.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
TT.